Mox staggered back into the chests of the two men holding his arms, but at the same time, he stomped the heel of his left boot onto the instep of one of the men holding him. Shaking his left arm free, he swung his body in a sharp arc, driving his cocked elbow into the ribcage of the man holding his right arm. Free for the moment, he put his back against the wall, deep in shadow. The four closed ranks, moving in for the kill. The one with the knife stepped to the fore, another slipped a curved scrap of metal over his knuckles. The fight began in earnest with grunts of pain and effort, showers of sweat, smears of blood. Mox was powerful and canny. His reputation was well-deserved, but though he delivered as good as he got, he was facing four determined enemies. When Mox drove one to his knees, another would take his place, so that there were always two of them beating at him, while the others regrouped and repaired themselves as best they could. The four had had no illusions about the task ahead of them. They knew they'd never overcome Mox at the first or even the second attack. Their plan was to wear him down in shifts. While they took breaks, they allowed him none. And it appeared to be working. Bloody and bruised, they continued their relentless assault, until Mox drove the edge of his hand into the throat of one of the four, the one with a homemade knife, crushing his cricoid cartilage. As the man staggered back into the arms of his compatriots, gasped.